Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you fucking guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. For our Hispanic sistren and brethren, that is numero uno. Shout out to my the other Dave Navarro, aka Xander Dames. What's up, mofo? That was my first co-host on the radio show. I always do shout outs to the fucker. Go check out the Xander Effect. Mute that bitch. I don't want to hear that. I'm just kidding. I don't want to hear myself. I'm just kidding. I'm not narcissistic.
You know you like hearing yourself talk.
What's up? A little bit. Wait, which mic? Mic three will be off because Silent Giggles is not here.
Wouldn't need it on anyway.
Hey, ain't she?
What is that?
Kitten's got claws. Okay, anyway.
What's up, Silent Giggles?
don't say anything. Any fucking way. We are syndicated on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Podcasts, Radio Line, Stitcher, TuneIn, Blog Talk Radio, Amazon Alexa, Podbean, and Spotify.
That's 13.
Yes. I got them all, motherfuckers.
Damn.
I think I did it that time.
You got a big brain.
Something like that. We're also can be found on Instagram.
More?
Instagram. Damn. We are, these are social media sites versus like where people can listen to our fucking show. Yeah, it's a little different. But one of my proud accomplishments is iHeartRadio. So,
dang right.
To all the haters out there, eat a big dick. Anywho, let's not go there. So we're here today. We've had a really fucking goddamn long ass. We've had a lot to go this week. We've done a lot, a fucking lot. Anyway, before we get into that. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe. Muse now. Fuck that shit. I just changed it on Facebook. Jennifer Muse. Okay. And James Muse, right. A.K.A. Jenny. Jenny and the Muse. There you go.
A.K.A. the Muse.
We'll let him have the Muse because he was the original Muse, and then I just tagged on afterwards. Anyway. We've had a really interesting week. By the way, we're in the studio today with our awesome guest. We found him at the DJ Snoopadelic show. Yep. Oh, shout out to Nathan Wright of Wright Records. Yep. Inc. Yep. For putting that whole thing together. Plus, what was it? Power 106 was involved. Yeah. And they had one of their DJs. I can't remember her name.
Forgot her name.
It's one of the big ones that's always doing. She has, you know, her radio show, I believe. And she hosts concerts.
Okay.
She's a bigger name in the industry. So I just never remember her. Goddamn, you can't remember it. But anyway.
Well, it's been a year.
I know. But she was really great, though. She did a really amazing job. I liked how she... Because I was kind of watching her. Because, like, I wanted to start doing my own concerts. And I was like, I wanted to kind of, you know?
Right.
Wanted to see that dynamic, like how you host from the stage as a radio personality.
Right.
And kind of, you know what I mean? And right. I kind of got some... It really helped. You know, to learn a little more about that. Because I never really necessarily had done that before.
Right.
But so that was right before we started doing our own concerts.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're in the studio today with Young Energy.
Yes.
Young Energy.
How's everybody doing?
Man, he opened for fucking Snoop Dogg.
Right.
And who else was there? It was Nate Dogg's son. Right. And
Was it Crazy Bone or?
Crazy Bone.
Yeah, there was a bunch of big names.
Original Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah. There was a big... There was a lot of big people there that night.
Yeah.
A lot of big people. Yeah. I was like, holy shit. Like a star-studded cast from, like, you know, hip-hop and rap industry, you know. Right. I thought it was pretty badass. Mm-hmm. But Snoop Dogg, man, he was just...
He was smoked out.
He was just the whole time. He barely talked to the crowd. He just stood there and went, like, he was all dancing.
He pushed a couple of buttons.
Pushed some buttons on a machine.
He was toking.
And he was all, like, kept smoking weed. And, man, I shared a video of it because it was the one-year anniversary couple days ago of us going to that show.
Oh, okay.
So I shared the video of Snoop Dogg up there DJing. Well, I thought that was pretty cool, you know, right? Do that. Let's see. So this last week we had a shout out to all the bands who performed at our last couple of concerts. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
You did an amazing job. Thank you for bringing however many people you could bring. I don't give a fuck if 2 people, if it's 20 people. I prefer 20.
But yes, we would.
Because it would help pay for the fucking sound guy and the venue costs and the advertising and the, you know, it all costs money. Everything costs money. Tickets, the everything. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize the cost of the bands. Even the bands, unless the bands throw concerts themselves, like put their own stuff together, they don't realize what the fuck you gotta do. It's really annoying sometimes because like artists or bands will drop out like at the last minute sometimes, like a day or two before the fucking show. Like, are you fucking shitting me? You couldn't have given me a little more notice than that. Now, if it's a severe emergency, like a death in the family,
right.
Flash flood, a hurricane, a tornado. If you had something really bad happen to you. Death in the family, anything really bad that's really going to, you know, like somebody really needs to go out of town, state. I get that. I totally get it.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, I'm a human being too. I totally understand. Yeah. But it's nice when they have a backup band for you. They're like, oh, well, we can't be there, but I got this other band that can. Mm-hmm. That is appreciated. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It just makes things so much easier. But this last Sunday, August 18th at the 5-Star Bar, shout out to Mark Cordova, owner of the 5-Star Bar. God damn it. Water.
Oh, I'll get you one.
I didn't drink this.
Oh, thank you. I'm like, damn. How dare you? Can't talk.
You okay?
Yeah, I sound like Barry White, but that's okay. It's all good in the hood.
Oh man. Y'all funny.
I try. Anyway, shout out to James Meter.
Yeah.
King Awkward, aka Nick Eberstein.
That's his name, King Awkward.
That's the band's name, King Awkward, yeah.
We have some interesting.
He's awkward. Oh no, it gets worse. I have really interesting people. Yeah. Oh,
wow. Yeah.
But I love them, every one of them. Okay. I manage some really interesting people. Check out Potty Mouth.
Wow.
They're gonna be performing at Jellyfest 333.
Mortis the Devil's Reject.
Yeah, Mortis the Devil's Reject. That's one of my people I manage. Like, yeah. Very, very interesting. I like interesting stuff. I don't like the same old boring bullshit. And I got the Mortis dolls who play with fire and do aeronautics and acrobatics and all kinds of crazy shit.
Staple money to them.
Oh, yeah. They do the staple game. Crazy. Like, here, staple a 20
to me.
These
are the nicest people.
They're amazing.
Nicest people.
And then we have Baz Francis. Love you, Baz. Thank you so much. He really helped put this show together, as did Nick Eberstein. Love you for all your help. I got some of the best booking agents on the planet.
Right.
My bands. They're like, oh, yeah, I got this other band who could play with us and da 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 da. You know what I mean? Yeah. It just makes things fill in quicker.
Right.
I don't have to hunt so much. But there's 50 million bands. It's just I don't want the same configuration every single show. You know what I mean? Right. You want it to be different every that damn hurts. Time. You know, and then we had Mute Valley. Mute Valley was was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Amazing voice.
Right.
God, that was incredible. I was like, whoa. I was totally blown away by that dude.
But it's.
I don't remember his real name, but
he just can bring his whole band, or it was just.
Well, he had a band, and then I don't know what happened to the band. Oh, hold on. I get. You know how many fucking people, goddamn, give me business cards on a daily, goddamn basis. I shit you not. I get so many fucking business cards. I need to go through all of my stuff. Get out all the business cards and then put them in one of those little business card organizer thingies where you slide it in the slots and shit. I want to do that.
As a collector?
I need to because I have so goddamn many. And then I forget how many I have and how many I gathered. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck. And then I find one. I'm like, oh, shit. I forgot about that person. Hey, sometimes it's like it's a pleasant surprise when you, you know, find somebody again. Anyway, fuck it. I'm a pothead, and I know it. Clap my hands. Yeah. Smoked a big old blunt right before the show.
It's the best time ever.
Shout out to, what's his name? Casey? Shout out to Casey from Wasted on Wednesdays.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He'll be in tonight.
Huh?
His show is on later on this same channel one. So get ready to listen to Casey. Man, they talk about just getting blitzed all the time. Like high, I think. I don't think they're talking about alcohol. I think they're just talking about weed and shit. But I think that's badass. Shout out to last night. Oh, my God. Rainbow Bar and Grill. Sorry for the technical difficulties. Sometimes shit happens. And
that was...
we're not going to go into all that.
Less than live.
Yeah. Eden's Onslaught kind of went into that. You know what I'm saying? It kind of... Like, if one band goes on later, then it affects the next band. See what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
right.
All it takes is, like, a little bit of technical difficulties, and it could fuck up your whole show.
That's true.
Like, at the Orgy show, they had some... Yeah, like, Orgy at the Whiskey, they had, like, some difficulties in the beginning of their set. Right. You know what I'm saying? And with the sound, and they couldn't get started on time. So then that pushed them back.
Yeah.
And then by the time they're done, it's like 1:30 in the morning, and they got a rush.
Oh, I hate
and
that.
It's like last call, and everybody has to go, hurry up, tear stuff down now, fast, go, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then everybody scurries upstairs, and you don't have time to interact with people as much. Mm. I still got all fucking pictures with everybody, though.
Right, I've seen it.
I got a picture with Jay Gordon. I'm going to put them all over my... I sent them to you, but I'm going to put them all over the website, and I'm going to put them all over Facebook. I need to put them up. I had a picture with Carlton Bost. I got a picture with Nick Speck. Got a picture with Jay Gordon. Got a picture with Lou Gordon. I got a picture with Martin Voorhees, the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the drummer for another band that we had Blood and Diamonds that we had on in February. And then I got a picture with Joey Hollern, like everybody. The only one I didn't get a picture with was Erica Vincent, my gal pal. She's my photographer gal pal. We're both photographers, you know. I hold many hats. Anyway, I have many hats. We got Delphic Sybil played last night at 10:30. That was fucking awesome. Again, shout out to Johnny Angel and Karim Ortega and the little drummer boy. I can't even remember his name. I'm so sorry.
He was good, though.
He's amazing. He's a great drummer. I just, for some reason, I can't ever remember his goddamn name.
I'm bad with names, too.
Well, if I remember two or three members' names,
yeah,
that's good.
Oh, okay.
For me, you know, that's good. I try to remember everybody's name.
If you see him enough,
after I see him enough and I say their names enough times, I know I can really. I just spouted off every goddamn member of fucking Orgy. Oh, Creighton Emmerich, excuse me. I got a picture of Creighton Emmerich too. Shout out to Creighton. You Creighton. What's great, Creighton? Creighton. Lust and Lies, you guys were amazing last night.
Lots of energy.
I booked them on a couple of upcoming shows. Yeah. I just got to check with them about September 3rd at the Rainbow. And then Eden's Onslaught. Fuck yeah, Eden's Onslaught. And shout out to those guys. Shout out to Matthew William Coda and all the guys. Really great stuff. Thank you guys for playing last night. We really appreciate
it. No shout out to West Hollywood Parking Enforcement.
Fuck them.
Whatever.
They gave me a ticket on the carpool, an expired parking meter. But it doesn't accept money. I put my money in. I videotaped
total
it. Put money
bullshit.
Back after they gave me the ticket.
You gave me a ticket?
Huh?
They try to arrest you or give you a ticket?
No, I mean, I probably a ticket on the car.
Yeah.
So I videotaped myself putting money in the machine in the meter.
And it wouldn't even take money.
You should have told him I was sleeping with his wife. He'll be fine after that. He'll leave you alone.
Or maybe his wife, maybe your wife is sleeping with his wife. I mean, how do you know? I like females too. Anyway. Especially if she's hot. Anyway.
Oh, man.
This Sunday at Petey's Place, we've got Scarlett Taylor at 8 p.m., Worldwide Panic at 9 p.m. Oh, catch them before they go on their big tour.
Right.
We got Jane's Addicted at 10 p.m. That's a female fronted Jane's Addiction tribute band that I manage.
Right.
Fuck yeah. I love those guys. And Delphic Sybil at 11 p.m. So it's going to be a great show this Sunday. Come on out to Petey's Place. And then on next Thursday, August 29th at Petey's Place, we've got Kill Cody at 8. Paul Engel and the Fallen Angels at 9 p.m. Yeah, yeah. I got a t-shirt, but it's not big enough.
Cody. What and, Cody
doing? Cody's actually the lead singer.
Cody died, though. Yeah. Cody. Kill Cody.
He's actually a member of the band. That's the funny thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Paul Engel and the Fallen Angels at 9 p.m., Deaform at 10 p.m., and 9-0 at 11 p.m. They're singing all the hits of the 90s, a little bit of late 80s and early 2000s, but mostly just 90s music, which that's why they're called 9-0.
Okay.
And they'll be playing from like 11 to close, I don't know, like an hour and a half or some shit.
Yeah. All
right. That's why I'm going to hire them to do weddings and anniversaries and shit. Get them paid gigs. That's why I always need cover bands.
Right.
Good cover bands hurt, you know. You got to get the good ones, though. We've got, let's see, let's play, real quick, hold on. I've got to talk about this upcoming show.
In an age of disappointment and desperate for a hero comes the world's worst band with only one good song, unyielding in their fight to suck.
Have no fear, Green Jell-O is here.
Friday, August 30th at Sage Venue and Lounge.
6511 Greenleaf Avenue, Whittier, California.
Youngblood Productions presents Jell-O Fest
333.
Starring Green Jell-O.
In the punk rock puppet show.
The Mendenhall Experiment. Potty Mouth. Also featuring Dragon Shepherd,
Detour,
Mortis, featuring the Mortis Doll Dancers,
Way Too Stone,
Count Vine,
Hollywood Nightmare,
with the Dangerous D Extreme Shock Sideshow. Get your tickets at AcropolisTickets.com. $20 in advance, $25 at the door.
You don't want to miss
Jell-O Fest 333, brought to you by Youngblood Productions.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Books that make you laugh. Books that make you scream. Books that make you hope. And books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on BooksThatMakeYou.com. Read book reviews. Meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love. And enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit BooksThatMakeYou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
Hey, this is Aunt Rose Goldfarb, and I'm on my way to the casino. I got my bottle of whiskey and my pack of Luckies, so I think I'm good. I'm gonna get lucky today. I can feel it. Anyway, You're listening to my niece Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. All right. Hope you get lucky, too.
Yeah, my Aunt Rose, she's nuts.
My bad.
I don't care. That's the whole point.
Please don't slap me.
Make people go, what?
Do not slap me. I didn't do it.
No, that's my Aunt Rose Goldfarb. She smokes a pack of Lucky cigarettes every day.
Oh, okay.
And they have no filters on them, see? Yeah. So that's going to eventually, after many years, you got like throat problems, you know what I mean?
She sounds like she's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay away from her.
She's 82 years old. She lives in Atlantic City. She drinks a fifth of whiskey every day. Smokes a pack of Luckies every day and gambles constantly at the casinos.
Sounds like somebody not to mess with.
Yeah, and her nursemaid is Bougetta.
Oh, okay.
Yes, her black gal pal side person. You know, she drives her around. You know what I mean? takes her to the casino. Takes her to the liquor store, the cigarette. You know, that kind of stuff helps her out.
I like LA ratchet.
Yeah, pretty badass. Anyway, Bouchetta. We're here today with Young Energy.
Yes, in the studio
with us here in beautiful Sherman Oaks, California.
Yep.
Looking out this window. It's a gorgeous view today.
Hollywood.
Love it. It's very nice. Yes. This is a good view, too, though. You see the mountains, all the fucking palm trees. This is like one of the best views ever, as far as like if you had we're at a radio station.
Right.
Except for that one they have in Hollywood where, well, you're pretty much just staring out at, like, Hollywood Boulevard. It's right there. It is. I agree. I mean, I grew up on the East Coast because I'm from Maine, but I like it better over here.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to go back.
I lived in L.A. all my life.
Yeah. He has, too, pretty much, except for, what, 3 years in Texas.
LA, baby.
Yeah. L.A.'s the best. Yeah. I would never trade it for anything else. I'll be buried out here.
Right.
Let's talk to you about you and see what's going on. Now, like I said, I told everybody we found you at the DJ Snoopadelic show.
Yep.
Put on by Wright Records down in the Esports Arena in Santa Ana, California.
Yep.
That was a really good show. They had a lot of great acts that night. But you, to us, you stood out.
I appreciate it,
You know, above a lot of the others.
Yeah, I feel like the rest of them. Kind of sounded the same.
Yeah, yeah. They kind of did.
You know what I'm saying?
They kind of did.
Except for my homies from San Diego. Shout out to Panther. He's out there in San Diego doing his thing. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Yeah.
That's always good when you can network
and
meet new people to collaborate with. And, you know what I mean?
Right.
Which is always good.
Yeah.
So let's talk. It's your guest more so. Let's ask some questions.
How long have you been doing this?
I'm a newbie. I'm not gonna lie. I've just been here like the business like 2 years. I just got signed to a label with King Cyrus. Shout out to G Star Music.
So nice.
I'm just getting in the business. You know what I'm saying? But I've been doing music since I was 11. I've been writing like all my life. You know what I'm saying? Music just been in me. I've been playing drums since I was 3.
Wow.
So it's just been in me. You know what I mean? Just in. You know, it's just a God given gift. You know what I mean? So. Just want to keep pushing with it. You know, everybody's saying, like, you know, go ahead, quit. But, you know, hell nah.
No, man.
Right.
You have a unique style is unique.
Right, yeah.
You know, what you're talking about. Because yours, I've been listening to your stuff, you know, about a couple of months now.
Yeah.
You know?
We were listening in the car on the way here.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
I was actually listening, you know, like, today on the way up in here.
I appreciate it, man. That's
and
love,
it's like
bro.
It's like faith-based.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You talk about God.
Well,
a lot.
I mean, like
how you said, El Shaddai.
Yeah, that's what I believe in. But you know, I also say how I feel at the same time. You know, that's just my belief system.
But it's like it's not like a gospel rap. It's
like a street style. That's me to the core. I grew up in L.A. all my life, so I'm gonna talk about things that I've seen, witnessed, all that stuff. But I am also gonna put my faith in there.
Right.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah.
I like that.
But I'm not gonna come over here and condemn you. I'm perfect and stuff. Hell no. You know.
So what was your inspiration growing up? What made you
do hip hop?
Who did you listen to growing up?
I mean, like, I'm not gonna lie, like when I first started listening to Will Smith and Kanye West,
those
Will Smith
artists that I listened to for rap, and then like, you know, going into high school, people handed me Immortal Technique.
Ooh.
They handed me
Hell yeah.
They handed me Jay-Z, they handed me Nas. It's just stuff that they've been like giving me to listen to.
I heard a lot of people who mentioned, you know, who their favorite rappers is, and you're like the first person there I've heard say Immortal Technique, man.
Oh yeah, that's because a lot of cats I went to high school with, they all they talked about was the underground stuff.
Right.
They had like cats there that was like doing like trying to get like the mainstream, but like a lot of the cats that saw me as a true MC, they just gave me like the old school cats, like, oh, this is how you do it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Underground, you know.
Damn.
Yeah.
So you do, what's your favorite part of doing a business? Is it writing?
Writing. I love writing to the fullest. It's in me. Like, I wake up in the morning just writing. You know, I put on a beat. That's what I love to do.
You make the beats? You produce the beats also?
I did, but I kind of stopped. Now I'm kind of like letting my engineer kind of like, you know, engineer like some other beats and stuff. Like, I want to get back to it though. I haven't had time. It's my job, you know.
Right.
Consuming everything.
Right.
That's the pitch. Yeah. So, you know, you're trying to do with your passion.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to deal with, honestly, somebody else's passion, because
you're making somebody else some money.
You know, instead of making yourself
grind until you get there, you know?
Right.
It takes money to make money.
Right.
But it's true, though.
How many, you have any LPs or any of your EPs out?
My new EP is out, My Return. You know, it did pretty successful. Google Play Music right now, it's got 5-star rating.
Nice.
Right.
So, yeah, sweet. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I'm blessed with that. You know, my new single's coming out, Betrayal, which you guys are going to play later.
Right.
But that's getting pretty good results. It hasn't even came out yet, but the little snippet is making everybody go crazy.
That's good.
Right. So, you know, it's not really my style, but, you know, my engineer wanted me to do like a new wave type sound.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I tried it. I was like, all right, we're going to see how this is.
Yeah, that's, you got to cool, branch though. Out.
Yeah.
You got to try different things sometimes. Yeah. Shake it up a little, you know?
Right.
Cool. Badass.
Yeah.
So, do you perform? You know, do you like performing, going on the stage?
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's where I feel at home.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a lot of times, like, a lot of, like, artists, like, they have those times where they feel like stage fright. I don't really feel that. Like before I perform, it's like, okay, I'm thinking about making sure that it's right and everything. Like, every artist, I don't care who you are.
It's not like that Eminem moments. Song where you feel
Yeah. Every artist, you're going to feel that moment before you get on the stage. But once I get on the stage, it's beautiful, bro. I love hip-hop, bro. So,
right.
I mean, that's my passion. So,
dude, who do you listen to now?
Honestly, right now, I mean, I'm only messing with the old cats. Eminem. Of course.
Hell yeah.
That's on my list. Nas.
Okay. What do you think about KRS-One?
KRS-One, of course. He's a legend.
He's amazing.
If you don't have a KRS-One in your thoughts, you need to not even listen to hip-hop.
I love it when he plays it. Yeah. I love listening
to it.
He's like
my pioneer.
Right. That's like his favorite.
One of the pioneers, bro.
Like, he's really
good. That's where it started in the Bronx.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So people don't know that. Like, nowadays these cats, like these young cats, think, oh, this is our forefathers was Lil Wayne and all these other people.
They keep going, rah, rah, rah. Yeah. I hate that goddamn noise.
The air horn.
Makes me want to fly across the room and beat the shit out of them. Like, really? Hey. You're going to play that goddamn air horn?
I hate it, but it's annoying. So much money off of it.
I know, but it's annoying. It's just, you know, yeah, I don't know. That's what it is.
These young kids, that's the new way.
That's what I know. Some of the new music, I just don't feel it.
Right, I don't either.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like the older stuff. Like,
it's not,
I like I Ice Cube and Ice-T and Dr. Dre, right. Snoop, older school stuff. KRS-One is amazing. Right. Public Enemy, I love listening to Public Enemy. I like older stuff. I don't really.
Yeah, I feel you.
Not really feeling this new stuff,
not
really.
I'm feeling the beats, but I'm
a couple
not
of Kendrick Lamar songs are okay.
Kendrick is like Schoolboy.
I don't like all of his stuff, but I there are certain ones that are good.
I like Schoolboy Q. He's
I feel
pretty
like
good.
Kendrick, yeah, and certain Cole, and like those are like the ones that are trying to like still knock on the door. Like Kendrick, J. Cole, Schoolboy.
My favorite will always be DMX, though.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
DMX
has got like my personality. Like, fuck you. Get the fuck out of my
DMX
way. I'm
straight
like,
up.
I like Ludacris.
Yeah.
I love Ludacris too. He's got some hard
got
shit.
Style. See, the older
he's
cats,
hard cat.
They're
hardcore.
Always going to stay around because they, oh, you know who they are when they get
I like him
track.
As an actor too, though.
Yeah.
But DMX made a decent actor too.
Yeah. Yeah. On they talked about the anniversary of with him and Nas. What's that movie? What was that movie with him and Nas, DMX and Nas?
I'm trying to remember. I know he was in that also in that movie with
they had the anniversary.
Was it Steven Seagal? Remember DMX was in that movie with was it DMX? DMX, wasn't it?
Ja Rule. I know Ja Rule was
maybe,
in the movie.
Oh, never mind. Never mind. Maybe it was Ja Rule. I
was
don't know.
In the, with Steven Seagal.
Oh, maybe it was Ja Rule. Never mind. they're both like bald headed black men that go hard. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you like playing the drums more or being on stage
I
singing more?
I kind of stopped. I got to get back.
Yeah,
I haven't had so much time.
So you can
time.
Make your own
my
beats
job.
That way too.
Like, yeah, I haven't had time to do anything. I mean, my job is taking over my life.
Well, you working like 60 hours a week or something?
Yeah, I'm working like 6 days.
God damn.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some money, you know.
Well, yeah, because it takes to in order to produce your next album, in order to
right.
make CDs,
that.
As make to produce your stuff, to hire an engineer,
right,
to
right.
market and advertise
right,
on stuff,
that's what I'm
put yourself out on different like, platforms. It all costs fucking money.
Right.
And
yeah,
motherfuckers
yeah.
don't get it. Yeah. So when you all you're asking for is 99 cents for a download of your fucking song, I don't think that's too much to ask.
Right.
Is it assholes?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. So they don't get it. Like a lot of cats in my job, they waiting for the next project. Oh, when's the next project coming out? I was like, okay, you gonna give me some money for it?
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? Like you gotta put it I'm paying like at least $600 for just the promotion.
What you need
alone.
Is what you need is sponsorship.
Yeah.
You need a company or a product or something to endorse you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like find like a like some kind of music company like that does maybe like soundboards and things that you would use in your craft.
Right. Well, I
and
got
see
my
if
label.
Maybe do
so
you have
painting,
are they do they have people
Sony
for
Orchard.
You?
Yeah, I'm playing it with Sony Orchard.
Nice.
Oh. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's badass.
Yeah, the promotions.
Is Sony thing. Orchard? Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So.
Is that through Right Records?
No,
is
that's
that through a different. That's through a different.
King Cyrus, Sony
nice.
Sony.
That's badass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm paying that and promotions and then See, for shows and stuff. They don't
this show is being sponsored by Sony. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah,
we
yeah.
paid for our own broadcast. But still,
right.
that's not the point.
Right.
But like the people don't understand this broadcast. It costs $99
yeah.
per hour of the broadcast.
Wow.
And we technically get, 50 minutes? But I stretch it. He lets me stretch it. Anyway, it's...
Play a song.
Yeah, let's play... Actually, let's play one.
Yeah.
Do you want to play your...
Play whatever you
want
to play. It's your show. I'm not
yeah, well, we always do, you know, dealer's choice. Do you want to play the...
Whatever
Leviticus featuring
play.
That first, and
Whatever
then we'll do the other.
Play.
All right, let's do the first song. What's it? You want to intro it? It's Leviticus featuring.
Oh, song!
I can't see all the. I can't see the whole thing. It's not Betrayal. It's the other one.
Let me see.
That he sent me.
Is it Westside?
It might be.
Play it.
Okay. hell yeah! This is young energy and joy.
Oh yeah, it's Westside.
Y'all want me to be 100? Y'all want me to be real? So let me tell you a real story. I remember when my house foreclosed. Mom and pops lost the mortgage, so we lost the home. Left the block where I grew up to a townhouse. Still was active, my father's car was roundhouse. Broken in, yep, they took all supplies. Took these items and the cops barely came arrived. Blame me, cause I'm black with a hunger drive. Real smart, stayed away from gangs that's neutralized. Pure breeze, still knew about the streets at odds. Watching you till you bled or you nearly died. Real story, I ain't here to tell the lies.
Oh, it's so hard out here on these main streets. This life ain't easy for me, cause it's pain and it's all I see. This world is dark, and it's fighting to drink me. I keep my head to the sky, can't let this pressure break me.
Break me out this mindset, show me how to shake the stress. Living like it's more or less, flex till it's life or death. Loss, I make a masterpiece out this massive mess. On a test, off my chest, like I'm cursed and blessed. Through the flesh, looking for the soul. On the road till we go, don't stop. On the catalyst, I'm the catalyst. Pressing till I've mastered this. As I'm passing this, I pass the torch. Don't stop in your heart till you finally grab your spirit. Can you hear it? Beyond the song, beyond beyond a dollar, beyond this cash. One more holler, looking in the flash.
Hey, what more you want? I want justice.
Is right? That not justice?
That's street justice.
What's wrong with street justice?
Oh, just let the animals wipe themselves out.
God will.
Oh, it's so hard out here on these main streets. This life ain't easy for me, cause this pain, that's all I see. This world is dark, and it's fighting to drain me. I keep my head to the sky, can't let this pressure break me.
I grew up near the Shaw in some harsh conditions. Only smile cause those prayers kept me from a prison. I dropped school cause I didn't get what they preach. Only cared about some raps and some fire beats. My homies lived in the hoods but the guns were me. I stayed in church, kept from that before I looked deceased. Wasn't about that life, but I knew what's up. Mama said come home when the lights are up. Cause if I didn't I'd be blasting and that's real fast. The same spot 5 times they were shutting back. Yes I've noticed that, but I don't talk about it. Cold is never snitch, shoot the dead that's found it.
Hell yeah.
Hey.
That was really
I like that. That was from Pitch Black.
Yeah.
That, that was The Creature.
All right.
Oh, really? Yeah. I remember crazy. That movie. I was like, when I first heard it, I thought, that's that movie.
Cool.
I I'm sitting up there when the song was playing, trying to remember the name of that movie with Vin Diesel.
Oh, yeah?
Riddick, the first Riddick movie. With the
Chronicles
creature.
Of Riddick.
Oh, okay.
No, Pitch Black.
Pitch Black. Oh, yeah, yeah. That was
the one with the creatures?
That was the first one in that series, though, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That, ooh, that's that creature.
Okay.
I was like, man, that's hard.
That's creepy.
That's great.
I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It's creepy. And you got some good music, man.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't like everybody.
Oh, yeah, I feel you. Yeah, I'm the same here.
He's very particular. Yeah, even some of the bands I bring on from other genres of music and stuff, he's... Not necessarily.
Some of them I like, some of them I don't.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to deal with them business wise, though, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they might have contacts.
Right.
And I mean, you know,
I'm willing to listen to anybody, you know. Right, I'm cool with that, you know what I mean? But I don't necessarily like all the groups that right. I mean, but it is. I'm not finna say no names.
Oh, of course not.
No.
That would be wrong.
Yeah. But it's cool, though. I listen to you anyway.
Yeah. Well, you're actually really good, though. I like the beats in behind, and it's like, sounds really good.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it's for the most part, it's clean. You know what I mean? It's not a whole lot of four-letter words in it. You know, you might slip one or two in, as in it, you know, giving some extra oomph into it, but you intelligent enough that you don't need it.
Right, so it's cool.
Yeah, I'm not hearing, like, swear and stuff in there.
Somebody cursing on the track and stuff. It's just, for me, it just feels better because I can just, like, picture everything, you know.
Right.
Lyrically.
No, that's cool.
A lot of hip-hop artists that be bleep, bleep, bow. And
yeah, I know. It's like every other word is a swear word.
It's like,
sounds like my podcast.
But the thing of it is, it's like, where's your vocabulary, dude?
Read a book.
If that's all you got is four letter words, then to me, you're not really. I mean, you might be intelligent, but so if you are.
You know how the West Coast is, though. If it ain't street or hood, then I.
Right. They don't even want to listen to it.
Listen to it, you know what I'm saying?
Which is just wrong. Because that's like.
Like at the same point, you had like Dr. Dre and like all that was going on, you know? You had like Jurassic 5 and all them, Charlie Tuna. The Far Side.
You're talking about the old school. Way back.
Yeah. I'm more into like old school hip hop. Hip hop and rap, like 80s and 90s.
Yeah, I only miss with the 90s.
A little bit into the 2000s, but it depends on who it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then some of the newer stuff by the older artists.
Yeah, they come back.
All of them still. MCA got some stuff within a year. With Dub C, Lady of Rage, Public Enemy put something out. KRS-One always putting something out. He got about 30 albums now.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, he got a lot of albums.
Yeah, KRS-One, he's still going. Like 60.
I would love to interview that man.
Right. He has a lot of knowledge. He has a lot of knowledge.
Right.
I seen him in concert last year. Our son took me to the show. He paid for the ticket. He just like, Pops, you want to go? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I love Karis One. He's like, man, let's go. He was 20 years old, and he took me to go see Karis One. He's like, man, this dude is dope. He was like, yeah, because he's like an inspiring rapper.
Right.
He was like, he liked it. It's like, yeah, shit. Where you think y'all got it from?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, y'all got your own spin on it. That's cool if y'all good, you know. That's cool.
Yeah, my son actually is a rapper.
Yeah.
Like hip-hop artist, whatever. He writes, he's been writing lyrics since he was like 9 or 10.
That's what's up.
But he originally started writing like metal and hard rock, like classic rock type stuff. And then as he got a little older, more towards like 13, 14, that's when he kind of started switching to rap and hip hop. So,
okay.
So about 6 years or so?
Yeah. I thought it was interesting that he transitioned. Because, like, well, I mean, I listen to some rap and hip hop, but I predominantly, you know me, I listen to more rock and metal and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not that I don't like rap and hip hop, because I do. I just don't like the new stuff.
Yeah, I don't like
So if I'm going to listen to it, I'm going to listen to what you listen to in right. the car. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to listen to the good stuff, not the
shit.
Well,
right now, I'm listening. So right now, I'm listening to Young Energy.
Yes, we're listening to Young Energy.
That's what we're bumping right now.
See, that's what I'm saying. He's the new. Old. Right. How do you want to say it? Like, he has a good style.
Let's say, like, an elevated old school.
Yeah, like, you know, a new spin on it. But it's original and fresh, but at the same time, it reminds me of more old school.
Right.
Like Big Willie style, you know, like, kind of,
Do you consider yourself, like, an MC, a rapper, a hip-hop artist?
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, MC Pen Game is in me, in my blood. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, my mom she does poetry.
Nice.
My grandmother does poetry.
Oh, it's in the blood.
So it's in the bloodline.
Right.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
That's badass.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's play
the Do you have any shows coming up anytime soon?
Oh, yeah.
My last show was out there in Santa Ana. I had it with this dude named Don Juan. He's on the label. Shout out to Don Juan.
Mm-hmm. Don Juan. Hell yeah. I like that name.
Yeah.
Right.
Anything coming up soon? Not at this time. You know, my manager's been trying to negotiate with people and see what we can come up with. But right now, I'm just promoting a lot of stuff, promoting this new single.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Sweet. Where can people find you? Like social media?
Oh, they can find me
website,
anywhere. YouTube.
Stuff like that.
You can find my album, Young Energy, My Return on YouTube. Just look it up. You can find me on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play Music, Amazon Music. You can find me on all those platforms. Young Energy, My Return, that's out. Young Energy Serpent, that's out. My first album, Young Energy, This What We Live For, that's out as well. All that you can find on every platform, wherever.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's good. Hell yeah. Ooh.
Yep.
All right, you want to play your, you want to intro this? It's Betrayal.
Go ahead, yeah.
No, you intro it. TikTok. tell what's the song about? And
yeah, what's your inspiration?
I know it's just a clip.
This
Betrayal
song,
but, you know what I mean?
It's going to sound like a new wave song. I'm not going to lie to you. But it was just like a lot of stuff that I've been going through. Betrayal, you know what I'm saying? Just a lot of, you know, snakes out here and just like a whole bunch
of... Yeah, buddy.
You know, stuff that I've been dealing through in life and more of a melodic tone.
Mm.
So, yeah, y'all... Tell me how you feel about it.
All right. Let's do this. Betrayal by Young Energy. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
Dealing with betrayal, this on the note. I'm so sick of story tales, ain't that for sure? I just really hope you feel, cause you's a hoe. Cause you's a hoe. I've been dealing with betrayal, this on the note. I'm so sick of story tales, ain't that for sure? I just really hope you feel, cause you's a hoe. Seems like most of you just move away. I give you time, keep it real, and then you wanna play. I've had enough, I'm mad enough, now it's no emotion. Forget your trust, I'm building up, about to start commotion. My mama said don't close your heart, they don't see your greatness. But I'm gone, I
that's me already faded. I'm tired of, I hold you down, then you elevated. Forgot about me, I was there. And it's all in one betrayal. This all I know. I'm so sick of story tales. Say that for sure. I just really hope you fail. Cause you's a hoe. Cause you's a hoe. I've been dealing with betrayal. That's all I know. I'm so sick of story tales. Say that for sure. I just really hope you fail. Cause you's a hoe. Forget your love, forget your heart, forget your honesty. I've never seen it, just some scheming and some mockery. I know your ways, how you behave still bothers me. Just a problem, always plotting, filthy rotten. You a snake, shedding skin with your flex, here's a rake. I've been dealing with betrayal, that's all I know. I'm so sick of story tales, say that for sure. I just really hope you fail, cause you's a hoe. Been dealing with betrayal. That's all I know. I'm so sick of story tales. Say that for sure. I just really hope you fail. Cause you's a hoe.
This shit.
Cause you a hoe, hoe.
You told me to give him a little melody, so I was like, all right.
I love that.
Cause you a hoe, 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 hoe.
That sounds like references to Santa Claus and ho hos.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out. Those are your two new endorsements. Santa Claus and anything to do with Santa Claus and the ho hos.
Oh, man.
Whatever company makes those, Hostess or whoever the fuck. There you go. Man. Now, those are your two new sponsors.
That's my two sponsorships, man.
Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
Exactly. Now it's going to be the new jingle for Santa. Because you were ho, ho.
Anyway. Yeah. It was good.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Nah, my engineer told me to, like, hey, just sing. I was like, nah, I'm not the best at the singer. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, you know what? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Try something new.
Yeah, that was
tight. Nah, I appreciate it.
I think it's funny you rap, but you're not a singer.
Yeah.
I always think it's funny when rappers say that stuff.
I got a
like technically
melody,
you are right. Singing, it's just in a different flow. Yeah. It's a different way. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of push my singing to the side. I'm not the strongest. You know,
still have you to have somewhat of a decent voice.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's you know, nobody wants somebody who sounds like Steve Urkel.
No.
I can't get like this and get on the microphone.
Yeah.
Hell no. You definitely get fired the first day.
Exactly. And I ain't doing that.
Don't even show up, please.
Your assistance is not needed.
Yeah. You're fired.
Fuck you. Fuck are you.
Pretty much.
Okay, so a couple of quick announcements. Go see Nightmare. Which is an Alice tribute band, Alice Cooper tribute band, with Nick Fuoco from Rainbow Bar and Grill. Shout out to Nick.
Nick, you the man,
especially
Nick.
For last night trying to solve our issues. Love you, Nick.
You the man, Nick. Thank you.
He's going to be playing Thursday, October 31st, which is Halloween, at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. So it's going to be a little show with Nightmare. I'm not sure who the other band's going to be, but it's going to be a great time, as always. Free show, always at the Rainbow. We love it. It's always some good bands.
Yeah.
And let's see what else. Then go see Jellyfest 333, which is Friday, August 30th at the Sage in, Restaurant and Lounge in Whittier, California. Mm-hmm. Go check that out. Come to our show at Petey's Place this Sunday, August 25th. Next Thursday also at Petey's Place, August 29th. Some really great bands. Come on out. Check it out. We're going to have also going to have a little festival at the Five Star Bar on Halloween, Thursday, October 31st. So going to have a lot of bands playing on that one. It's going to be like from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. or some shit.
Okay.
You know what I mean? All day thing.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have, what is it? Oh, November 15th. Friday, November 15th. Come on out to Malone's in Santa Ana, California. We're going to have some pretty big bands like Nightmare, Alice Cooper tribute band. And we're going to have Black Sabbatha, which is a female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute band. And we're going to have Cleaver. Cleaver, my band. Cleaver is coming over on tour from Santiago, Chile. They'll be in town around Halloween. It's going to be a really amazing show.
Yeah.
And we're going to have them at a bunch of places. We're going to be opening for Puddle of Mud on November 8th.
Puddle of Mud.
Hell yeah. Wow. November 8th at the Whiskey a Go-Go. They're going to be, was it the 30?
Got some really interesting names.
Oh, yeah. This is the rock industry. This is the rock industry.
What do you say, Dragon Shepherd?
Oh, this is some fucking crazy ones. Potty Mouth.
Potty Mouth.
Potty Mouth. Yeah.
Satanic Johnny.
Satanic Johnny.
Cunt Punch.
Oh, that's one of the bands. That's one of the bands I used to manage was Satanic Johnny. They're buddies of ours. We love you guys.
Jizz Grenade.
They're going to be playing some of our upcoming
that
shows.
That sounds like some people I don't want to meet in the parking lot.
Oh, they're very interesting, yes. Here's a quick little fuck yeah. You should see him on stage. Here's a quick little blurb. Shout out to Evram Tuzin here in LA, playing a little ditty. His little what do you call it, teaser.
Okay.
Listen up. Evram. Shout out to Evram. That was Love Me or Leave Me.
He said he wanted to kill you.
No, he says Leave Me, Love Me or Leave Me, Kiss Me or Kill Me.
Kill me.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to kill you, sir.
I don't want to kiss him either.
No, hell no.
He's talking about, you know, a female in his life, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, so shout out to Evram. I played it also on my other show, Jenny's Real Rock, on Rock Rage Radio yesterday. So we're good to go. Go check it out on Spreaker. Yeah, so we got a lot of concerts coming up. A lot of stuff going on. But come on out this Sunday.
For sure.
And go check out Young Energy.
Yes.
Everywhere
Most
that you
definitely.
Can find him. On I'm Facebook, everywhere. Twitter, Instagram.
He is very good.
Yes.
More than the two songs that y'all heard here, he has lot of good music. Trust and believe.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, check out my EP out right now, Young Energy, My Return. Trust me,
yes.
You don't want to sleep on
check
that
out. And then check out all this stuff on Spotify and everywhere
Spotify,
else. So.
Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, whatever you got.
Young platform. Energy, fuck yeah. Well, we want to thank everybody out there for tuning in again to another broadcast of Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1. This is Jenny and the Muse. Next week, we've got Katie Ashley on our show. Fucking love Katie Ashley. Hopefully, he'll bring Hector to with him, the drummer, our buddy Hector. We love you.
Oh, yeah.
Miss you. Hopefully, you're going to be in the studio with us. And
didn't have his baby yet, right?
Huh?
He had his baby, right?
No. I don't think so. Not yet.
Okay.
Like,
we know these people.
Then the week after that, September 4th, he'll be Chucky Moda. And then September 11th, got Stereo Love and Corners of Sanctuary. Yeah, so we got a lot of great bands coming up. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Young Energy.
Thank you so much for being on the show today.
No
we appreciate you. And thank you for tuning in to say hello to Young Energy.
Guys, have a good one.
Bye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.